Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The quarterback situation going forward, Ryan on Twitter saying that the Browns should literally let Stefanski choose the quarterback without restrictions, in parentheses, without reasonable financial constraints. This will tell us if KS knows what he's doing, AB knows what he's doing, three, we have the quarterback, and four, it's some other issue that needs addressed. I do think the elephant in the room is just, I don't know what's going to impact this team more. Going to a new quarterback, so literally having any other quarterback than Jameis, DTR, Bailey Zappi, or Deshaun as your starting quarterback,
yeah,
or just going back to the offense that Kevin is most comfortable with.
And to me, it's going to be getting a new quarterback.
Because I got to be honest with you, I kind of feel bad for Jameis. That Jameis came here to run the Stefanski offense.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was clearly comfortable in some of the spread concepts
which
they used.
By the way, it's something he told us in training camp.
Yeah, well, he said, and
like,
also
I know
said,
people acted yesterday like it was some big news, but he mentioned that in training camp repeatedly.
So he also said it with us when he appeared on the show right after signing.
Yeah, I believe it.
But so what's interesting about it is, though, I kind of feel bad Jameis,
wow,
that he's another fall guy.
Listen, Jameis was always going to throw those interceptions. It didn't matter one way or another.
But he was delivered from pick sixes. Yeah. He didn't throw another pick six after it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The prayers were answered.
It was always going to happen.
But you have to figure.
That we feel that way towards
him. About it, Joe Flacco was able to mitigate them for some amount of time playing in this offense when it was Kevin Stefanski's offense. Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston are very similar players when it comes to no risky, no bisky, and disastrous interceptions.
And that was the downfall of Joe, right? Two pick sixes in the playoff game alone.
Did want to throw out quickly, Kyrie will not play tonight. I can't remember if Jake said it in his 2020s. My brain is not working. So he is now listed out with an illness, so no Kyrie tonight. The Cavs were 7-point favorites before that, so we'll see if the line grows a little bit. But the question we're asking you guys is whether Kevin Stefanski should have the say. I like that. The say. And who plays quarterback for the Browns next year? Let's go. Wait, you choose.
Mike.
Mike and Stowe. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Guys, what did I win there? For Jake did mention it, by the way, Nick. He did mention that.
Son of a gun. It was a great 2020, Jake. You did
nice
great.
Job, Jake.
Maybe your best I've ever never heard.
He's on it. So, look, I'm going to disagree a little bit. Number one, I'm more concerned about a guy coming off an injury. I know he had a nice little burst in the preseason last year. McCarthy, we're speaking of course, but you know, it's just we're gonna need more than a quarterback to rebuild this team. You know, like I've mentioned before in a couple previous calls, you know, we're up against salary cap. It isn't getting any easier. We're signing deals that are kicking that can forward, so we're gonna still have that rock hanging over our heads, you know, for years to come. I don't want Andrew Berry having anything to do with the next pick of this guy, but what I hate is if we pick Stefanski to pick it and it's bad, That means Andrew Berry sticks around for a few more years doing terrible draft picks. Sorry, Eddie, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I mean, Mike, I think they're like a package deal. They're Bert and Ernie. They're like, if Stefanski's gone, Berry's gone too.
I want to think that. Everybody says that, but most often it's the case. But I wonder if, like, I've said this before, the owner knows who made the call on Deshaun. They probably both talked about it, but I'm sure it originated, as I told the screener. I kind of originate with a call that came to Andrew Berry. So if he didn't like the idea, he should have killed it. So he's got to own most of it, no matter whose idea it became.
I can't believe this. You don't like the Tommy Togi I pick? You don't want more of that?
No.
You don't want more of the Jacob Phillips pick? What are we talking about here, friend?
The previous caller sticking up for a guy, you can't even tell you these guys because nobody knows them because they haven't stuck. The best guys on this team are still guys that Dorsey picked.
You know what's funny about that? Real quick, Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. You know what's funny about that? I've watched like four 49ers games this year. Jordan Elliott has blocked field goal kicks in two of them. I'm like, wait, where was that here? What? And I don't know. I have no idea how he's actually playing in general because I haven't followed up on it. But every time I look up, it's like, oh, yeah, Jordan Elliott just blocked another field goal. I'm like, what the hell?
I just can't believe you went after esteemed Buckeye Tommy Togi.
Listen, there's still time for Tommy. And you know what? Perrion, if he just stops doing all the wrong things, maybe one day, CFL legend, Perrion Winfrey, who knows?
How do we feel about adult Tommies?
What?
Adult Tommies.
Oh, I heard different. Sorry.
What'd you hear?
You said adult commies. I'm like,
that's a left turn. Adult Tommies is a left turn. That's
Adult Tommies sounds like the worst like punk band name ever, but it's like pop punk.
Who are you seeing tonight? The Adult Tommies.
Yeah. It's like, who's opening for Good Charlotte? I believe it's the Adult Tommies. Yeah.
Haven't heard of them. They're great.
I don't know. So my grandpa's a Tom. So,
hey, you were saying band names with Menigan earlier today, and I genuinely thought you guys were just making things up.
Yeah, I mean, that you could literally do that with any, like, honestly, there's so much music out there. Like, Shaboozy, and I know, I've known of Shaboozy now for a full year.
Yeah, one song has made him like $10 million is what they project
out. And all
he
had to do was rip off somebody else's song.
I know, it's not even like an original. Yeah, he just,
very upset.
Yeah.
Also, who chooses the stage name Shaboozy?
That's a cool name.
How is it cool?
It's like, are you talking about being a booze hound? But then you're like a show thing. It kind of reminds me of, is he Shaggy? Is he Shadaisy? I don't know what he is, but I kind of like it.
It's just because you like Shadaisy. Just be honest. This all goes back to Shadaisy with you.
It always goes back to Shadaisy.
Hey, what about Thunderclap?
I think that's why you don't like it, is because of Shadaisy.
I don't think Thunderclap works. What about Lightning Feet? No. How about Shaboozy? All right, let's go.
See, even when you said it, doesn't it sound like a splash of fun?
No, it sounds like if anybody self-applied the nickname of Shaboozy where I came from, they'd get the crap kicked out of
them. You said it like an Instagram thought is why you believe that. You're like, Shaboozy.
Yes, it does sound like an Instagram thought. Absolutely. So, Shaboozy, it's one of the Real Housewives of some other dumbass place. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like a man, like a real man, like a country artist.
Shaboozy does kind of sound like a drink you would order that somebody made up, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you what it sounds
like. Shaboozies
last
night.
It sounds like the thing you'll like whisper to the bartender.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll have a sex on the beach, please.
Can I get a Shaboozy?
Yeah, can I get a double Shaboozy?
On the rocks?
It also sounds like a bit of an act. Some sort. It's a Friday night. People are driving home. It sounds like a specific kind of act.
Oh, yeah, we did the Shaboozy.
Yeah, you go to like the Bunny Ranch. I'll have the Shaboozy. I was thinking about the number 12, but I've been eyeballing the Shaboozy now.
You go to the Bunny Ranch, you look at the menu, and you're like, what is a Shaboozy?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Hey, Abner, welcome to the show.
Hey, Abner. Gentlemen, listen, guys, I have two questions. Not even a question, a statement, and I have a question, but it's a little off topic. It's about the MVP race, but let's get to business, all right? First and foremost, should we draft a quarterback in this draft, and should we let it up to Stefanski? Let me tell you something. There's no quarterback in this draft that makes me roll my eyes, but you know who does next year? Arch Manning or Drew Aller, the hometown sweetheart. Let me tell you, I got some insider trader information on Drew Aller. I have a buddy. I'm not going to say his name. He went to Medina High School with him.
Is it Drew Aller? Says,
Drew Albert, was my best guess. At Medina High School. And he said he really wants to play for the Browns. I'm not going to say his name. I'll leave it at that. Let's trade down the pick.
Is it Diego?
Excuse me?
Is it Diego?
No, it's not Diego. I'm not going to say his name.
Is it Roger? I'll say the name. You just say yes or no. Is it Mike?
Okay.
Is it Shibuzi?
Nope. It's Shibuzi. He got it. Shibuzi.
Oh.
All right?
That guy writes terrible songs that he rips off from other people and wants Drew Aller.
And then I got a question. I got a question I want to ask you guys because I got called ridiculous. So I have a buddy. No, I have multiple buddies that said the MVP is Josh Allen. But then they said this, not including Mahomes, they said Josh Allen is in a tier by himself and that he's way, to quote them, way, way better than Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. I completely disagree. I think they're all in the same tier. Excluding Mahomes, they're all in the same tier. And know that Josh Allen is not way, way better than Joe Burrow or Mahomes. Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson. I want to hear your thoughts because you guys are professionals.
Wow.
We just talk. We just fiddle around. You guys are the professionals. You're the professional. Nick Wilson, you're the professional, right? I want to hear your opinions, right, guys?
All right. Thanks, Abner.
New Year's, right?
You too, buddy. Yeah. You too. And here's the thing. People are always like, I wonder what those guys are thinking.
Yeah, how professional was
We never make it clear.
How professional was our 5 minutes on Shibuzi and Shadazy?
I think it's maybe the best. Put that stuff for the Marconi. I'll tell you right now, that's going to get us the first Marconi in station history.
And then I'm going to make you do a speech.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the Atkinson thing. I'm just going to say speech long enough until you give a speech.
One, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for helping us win this Marconi. Two, I want to thank our show, this show and the station. You guys, I couldn't do without. Now, we got to get to the real issue here. What the hell is a Shibuzi? I mean, let's just be real honest here. Any man who self-applies the nickname Shibuzi, it's just not all there for me. So somebody tell that guy to change his name. Thank you again to the good Lord here. Thank you again to the staff. I'm out. Bam.
Standing applause.
Yeah.
Round of ovation. Standing applause didn't sound funny. It sounded funny to me.
So does a round of ovation.
Well, it was the beginning of a Rihanna song is what it is.
Man, Shibuzi. Darryl Ryder next on 92.3 The Fan.